Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, shout out to India Morrell and Larry Good.
What up?
Tony Seth. Welcome to the show of a lifetime. Grab a quarter out of ounce of blow and some white wine. If you would turn up your radio, this is high time. I get paid to stand up on the stage. This is my grind. India Morrell, sexy as hell. I cannot lie. Vicky ate that pretty little shape and them tight eyes. Oh my goodness, did she ever let this little guy try? I'ma go to distance, eat that pussy like a pot pie. And up, I get gigantic bucks. I'm in Hollywood with some women that be looking as pretty as Larry Good. You ain't even gotta tell me I'm the shit, cause I know. Go ahead and heal me. Get a whiff of the dope. Take you higher than you ever been before. That's a fact. If you fuck with Dollhouse Radio, then where you at? Everybody get your motherfucking hands up high and try your best to reach and touch the sky. Cause we finna turn it up. Tell me, nigga, you tell me. As far as I'm concerned, it's the motherfuckers. Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Man, it's Dollhouse Radio, and that's a fact. So if you fuck with India, then where you at? And if you fuck with Ari Goon, then where you at? They never are relaxed. They turned up to the max. Damn.
Yeah, what's up? It's your girl, Miss STL, Miss AKA, I'm in the building. You know what it is, man. You tuned in live with All Talk, No Filter, right here on the one and only Dollhouse Radio. Hey, get at your girl. I'm at MZ_STL at Twitter. Check out the show page, All Talk, No Filter at Twitter. And get at us at Dollhouse Radio and the rest of the family at Dollhouse_Radio at Twitter. Got a great show lined up for y'all. But before I go any further, let me get the other two-thirds of this dynasty on the line. My girl, Niecy, that dude, my dude, rap star, what's the word?
Hey.
Yo, what's up, what's everybody? What's good? What's good? What's good?
Yeah.
What's up, STL? What's up, Niecy? What's happening?
Hey, baby.
Dropping.
Said hey,
everything.
Baby. What's going on?
Hey, I got scolded that we wasn't on last week. We got them diehards out there. We love y'all for that. We appreciate that. You know, we listen to everything, all the critiques that y'all got for us. You know, but something just came up. But we back for you. This is what we do. So you know, we here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all good? Niecy, you said it's what's the weather situation going on? What did you say was going on?
It's hot out here. It's hot as fuck. Well, it's cooling down a little bit. It's getting a little bit, you know, I'm getting late, but it was hot. I don't know. I've been in the room in my bed all day, yes, and with the fan on in my room just chilling, you know. Thank God I get a little breeze coming in my window, in one window. Shit, everything else, the sun is like, it feel like the heat, the sun is on top of my house. I don't even know.
It's sitting up there chilling on your roof.
Yeah, I don't want to
start this show kind of weather.
The fuck this? I'm good. Me, myself, I'm good with 72, 73. Call it a wrap.
There you go. I'm with you. Rap star, I don't know what he be going through, talking about some 90 or better. I don't know what that's about.
Yo, you know, I like my weather like I like my hip hop, man. I like it 90s, man. I like it 90s.
No, that's that Puerto Rican
shit. Yeah,
90s. 90 like
is better.
That Puerto Rican bullshit. You know what? I guess we go complain because, you know, we cold most of the time in our life. So, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we get some decent weather. Like, it's nice, but I don't like 85 and 90 because a fat bitch can't breathe. Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? That's just keeping her fucking hot.
Now she can't breathe.
Girl,
see, the thing about the thing about
fucking crazy. I got allergies 24/7, but these motherfuckers be out of whack when it motherfucking eyes be itching, nose be itching, face be itching. I'll be like something is crawling all over a bitch.
The thing about Puerto Rican weather is, like, in most places, like, you know, when it gets to a certain degree, like in the 70s and 80s, it get real humid. But in Puerto Rico, it doesn't have humidity. Only a certain spots, like the rainforest and everything like that, Florida and everything like that. But 9 times out of 10, it's just straight hot, just hot. No humidity. And that's what kills people. Pittsburgh be hot. Pittsburgh be hot because of the humidity. It could be about 75
yeah.
degrees, but because of the humidity be so high, it feel like it's 90. You sluggish and you stuck. You don't want to do shit. As opposed if you go down to Puerto Rico and it's like 80 degrees, it's comfortable because it's hot, but it's a different kind of hot than when you have humidity. It's different.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is hot as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. It feel like y'all in hell, like somebody just turned the oven on. Like, the fuck?
Real shit.
It really is humid
real
in Pittsburgh.
Shit.
Yeah, it really I can contest that. I do, yeah. I've been there when it's been steaming hot. I'm like, what the fuck? You can't do nothing. You just, that shit take your energy. And y'all ain't got nothing but hills and roads and shit. The fuck
nope,
that?
All that
everything
shit.
Not hills and roads. Mountain
Yo,
you ever look down the block and see heat waves and shit in the distance, man?
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah. That's the kind
That's
of heat
weird.
We got that next. St. Louis had it pissed off hot. You walk outside and get an instant attitude. Nostril hot, everything. Ridiculous. Ain't nobody got time for that. Shit.
Yeah.
Fried eggs on the sidewalk hot around this month. You know what I'm saying? But look, hey, we're going to make this happen. We're going to get into them announcements and we'll be right back with that where they do that at. Let's go. Dollhouse.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are home of the indie artists and your number one source for porn star gossip, music, entertainment news, and no filter fun. Check out our shows weekly. We've got Real Talk airing every Monday at 8 p.m., Hot Sugar Tea airing every Friday at 11 p.m. and our newest show, All Talk No Filter, airing Sundays at 6 p.m. All shows air Eastern Standard Time. We've got a hot new indie artist show coming soon called The Takeover, an entire hour dedicated to spinning nothing but the hottest in indie music. If you want your song to make the playlist, email us your MP3 and your social media handles to thetakeoverdhr@gmail.com. Make sure you visit us on the net at www.hotsugartea.com and follow us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio and on Instagram at @Dollhouse_radio and at @HotSugarTea. And now, back to your program.
We back. Hey, if you're just not tuning in, you hear live, All Talk, No Filter, Dollhouse Radio. Hit us up, 646-595-4038. If you hear something you want to say something, press the 1. I'm pass the mic, 412. Where they do that at?
Yo. Y'all motherfuckers are fucked up, man. On some real shit, this is like on some real shit. Like, I don't even, like, people, yo, we need, like, somebody, like, to be, like, on this show to be, like, Dr. Fraser Crane and start talking to motherfuckers about their problems and shit, because motherfuckers is weird as fuck out here, man. Now, check this out. This guy named Darius Steve Roberts, he's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. He has been arrested and brought up on charges for obstruction of justice and falsifying a crime report. What did he do? He faked his own kidnapping so he can get sympathy for an ex-girlfriend.
So he can get sympathy to what? Say that again?
Nah, he fakes his own kidnapping so he can get the sympathy of a woman that he's no longer in a relationship with. Basically, he did the whole the thin line between love and hate. Remember the older woman, the MILF Brandy, and Martin Lawrence was like trying to shake her off, and she beating herself with 8 balls and shit in the bathroom and shit like that, and smacking her arm. And this nigga actually staged his own kidnapping. He had people with him to stage the shit, beat him the fuck up and everything like that, and put duct tape around his mouth, put him in a hole, make threatening letters and text messages to family and friends throughout Facebook and social media, and actually took pictures of him getting beat the fuck up. Like, the nigga looked like he was a victim from a terrorist attack. You know, you ever seen them terrorist attacks over in Iraq and motherfuckers be on their knees because they kidnap a motherfucker about to kill him executionary style? That's what he looked like, but the nigga, he had his friends staged the whole shit. So police is looking for him. There's like a whole search team for him, you know, searching for his podcast. And one of his friends tipped the police off and told them that he's a grave digger. His profession is he's a grave digger. And I guess he was high enough. Yeah. So I guess, you know, he's a grave digger. So he had his friends beat him the fuck up and put him in a ditch and take pictures and act like, you know, he was being victimized. All he did was, you know, drive to the grave site. Beat me the fuck up right now. We about to bury Earl tomorrow, but I want to get used to the slot before we have to do this tomorrow. So you're going, you know, beat me the fuck up and throw me down there. So after, you know, the police is going on and they're trying to look for his crazy ass, I guess somebody tipped him off. He was staying at a place that he usually goes to. If he's not at his usual place, then he'll go somewhere else. So I guess they tipped him off, and he was looking for him. And they found him climbing out the back fucking window. They caught him. They also caught the motherfuckers who helped him with the thing, you know, getting, you know, him getting beat the fuck up and the duct tape and everything like that. And when they arrested him, after when they asked him, you know, what was going on and everything, why did he stage it? All he said was he wanted some sympathy from his ex-girlfriend. The things motherfuckers go through and do and put themselves in certain situations just because they want the sympathy of another motherfucker they're not even in a relationship with. Where they do that at? It's fucking weird.
DC.
That's fucking weird.
DC,
why
you got your people out here tripping? Give your boo some attention. He just wants some of your time.
Girl. Grape.
Boom. I'm just saying. Nisi got him out her goosing.
He want to get an ass whooping just for the hell of it. Is you kidding me? The bitch don't want to fuck with you. You got to let her go. He's doing anything to keep her or to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
And you, I ain't hear you say nothing about her coming to the light and even paying attention.
Nope.
That's fucked up. He done went to jail. Well, he got some attention from the wrong motherfucker.
That, ladies
three,
and gentlemen, is the power of the pee, the power of the pussy. It will make you do strange things that you would never, under any other circumstances, do. I mean, that's all I can say about that one. I mean, once you get, dude just crazy. You know what I'm saying? And people get like that, especially over the snack cake. Be careful who you open the cookie jar to, because they want to get back in the jar. You know what I'm saying? I think it's crazy. And then this is my thing. If you do something, first of all, you do your dirt by your damn self, because you done got you a little clique that done helped you do this, this, and that, and then one of them end up snitching on your ass. Now you all jammed up. And she still don't want you, boo. She still don't want you. So you did all that for nothing. You literally dug your own fucking grave. Now your ass is in trouble. Dumbass. Goof ass. What would make you do that? The power of the P. That's all I can say about that. The power of the P.
What's more fucked up is his mama had to go and apologize to all the people who were sending their concerns through social media. You know, when they found, when it was on the news today, so when, I guess when people got wind of him being kidnapped, you know, people was, you know, sending condolences and inboxing her saying, you know, if you need anything, this, that, and third. Come to find out, this motherfucker staged the shit. So now mama had to go back on there and apologize to everybody who sent the sympathy out just because, you know, he was trying to feel for her. Meanwhile, her son's over there.
That is a grown-ass man. His mom ain't got no business sitting up there apologizing. See, that's part of the problem with these motherfuckers. Let these motherfuckers grow up, and when they make their bed, or for lack of better phrasing, when they dig their grave, let them lay in that motherfucker. He done did all that shit, and the mama up there apologizing. You a grown-ass man. If you don't get up there and if he don't apologize himself, he don't got no remorse. He doesn't have any remorse for what he did. And he fuck around and do it again. Come on, Ma. I mean, I understand wanting to be there and bail your kids. That might be your son, but that's a grown. I cannot. The G word. That's a grown-ass man. He need to stand on his own 10 toes and apologize to these people for putting them out and all this stuff. I mean, that's crazy. I don't really know what to say about that one, dog. That's crazy. That's a grown ass man. He should have took care of his business. Now you jammed up. Ain't no way. I wouldn't even let my mama get out there and apologize for something of that magnitude that I did, and now she out there on camera looking crazy. I'm so sorry for what my son did. I don't know what he was thinking. Get the fuck out of here with this shit, man. That's stupid. That's just dumb.
Now it's crazy because now you really got to think of the type of mentality and the type of mental stability that some of these people have. Like you said, you know, before we were getting into it, we really have to get to know these motherfuckers that we're spending, you know, time with, you know, That's pretty fucked up for him to have that whole elaborate idea to just to try to get his ex-girlfriend's attention. I mean, you know, some, you know, normal motherfuckers might send flowers or a little sneaky ass, you know, message on Facebook and everything like that. But this nigga went over and beyond to try to, you know, I mean, somebody could have got hurt. Somebody could have got hurt and everything, but motherfuckers really don't really pay attention to that, but it's crazy. People, y'all really gotta look at these motherfuckers and really know these motherfuckers who you call your man and your boo. Because when y'all break up and the shit ain't easy and the shit is over and they keep doing some shit like that, they're liable to hurt your ass. You seen, you know, Snap?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's not all about the women, because a lot of these dudes out here are stalkers too.
What's the other one? ID something? My grandfather watched that. What's that show?
ID
Show. I forgot what it's called. You know, people gotta understand. You know, there was. You know, back in the 90s, you know, we knew a motherfucker was crazy when they show up on the American Most Wanted list. You know, so it's just, you know, you definitely got to watch, you know, people out there.
You brought that up.
You know.
It's crazy you brought this up. This weekend, been crazy around my motherfucking area. My daughter and her girlfriend, same shit. Bitch crazy as a motherfucker. I tell my daughter, that bitch cut you, it's going to be hell to pay. To have me stress the fuck out.
But, see,
I get off of work.
The woman is not entertaining this dude. She's just chasing her. He's just
chasing
her, though. She don't want him.
I don't think my daughter wants the bitch, but she feels guilty. I don't understand why. I tell her, you ain't got no kids. You ain't got to pay this bitch. Motherfuckers is nothing. They really are. But you want to walk away. And you can't. You know?
Rap star.
And still,
Niecy laughs
again,
at
I still
me.
Ain't here.
Nisi laughs at me when I say this shit. When it comes to gay relationships, this is the schematic. This is the timetable. You talk for 2 weeks, y'all moving in together. A month later, a month in, y'all in love. About 2 months in, y'all talking about having a baby together. 3 months in, y'all done fought, got arrested, ready to break up, talked about each other like a dog on social media, and then ready to fucking get back together. That is the timeline of these, like, especially like the younger, you know, generation gay relationships. That's just how I go.
I don't understand it. Would this always want to be engaged shit? My daughter, the ball rings for every bitch. I don't get it. And I love her to death. But it'd be like, ain't none of them no damn good. I ain't seen none of it. And then I have to tell the kids, stop fucking with these young girls. Get one, one a little bit older than you or your age or somebody going to school with a hell of a job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you ain't got no kids. Why do you feel you need to support these bitches? Bitch, you wasn't raised to be no trick. That's what your damn show wasn't raised to be.
Preach it, say it.
Ain't no tricks coming out this house.
Only the cereal.
That shit is crazy. I just don't get it. You can beat my ass. I got to go. The fuck, God? But you know, that shit is not cool. You know, I have been many years ago in domestic violence relationships. You know what I'm saying? And all that, this is not worth it. You motherfucker slap me, I'm slapping your back. You know, I like to fight, so I know I don't need to be in none of that.
You know? I like to fight.
But if you don't put your hands on me, we don't got to go.
There's some people, like, it's different for everybody because, you know, people, they got different reasons of why they be in the relationship they be in. I remember when I was in high school, there was this girl who was dating this football player, and everybody in the high school knew that he was putting his hands on her. And, you know, I overheard her girlfriends ask her, you know, why you keep being in this relationship with him and this, that, and the third. And her only answer was, well, because he protects me. I'm with him because, you know, I feel if I was out somewhere and something was to happen, he would protect me. I was like, well, okay, but who's protecting
her from him? That's crazy.
Right.
He can protect
you know,
from people, but he can't protect you from himself.
Right. So, you know, people always get excuses or, you know, different reasons why they are, you know, who they are. You know, there's people who say, well, my mom and my dad was in a relationship like that. So that's the only relationship I know, you know. It's just a toss up between, you know, why people be with the people that they are. We might not understand it, but in their heads, it's the same thing. But at the same time, just because you like it doesn't mean that it's good for you. There's a lot of women I know that be like, I want a man that can handle me. Well, why do you need somebody to
handle
you?
Your
you
ass.
Can handle your own damn self.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know. Or the guys who be like, I want a ride or die chick. Why you guys say all that like you about to go rob a bank right now? You could be a ride or die chick, but you looking at the whole Bonnie and Clyde thing and not looking at the Martin Luther King and Coretta Scott King look alike. You know what I'm saying? They always want, you know, a woman that will ride or die with them, but the moment the woman says, you know what, we should invest. What you talking about? People
right.
comfortable
mm-hmm.
in the dysfunction
oh.
that they people's comfortable, you know, people's comfortable in the dysfunction that they're in. Motherfuckers who be in a relationship and the only thing that they was talking about was sex during the relationship, that's basically all it is going to be in the relationship because if both of y'all can't grow mentally, that's the only thing that y'all going to have in common. So, you know, people, they just don't really understand. You know, the person when they get with them and then when they find certain things wrong with them that they don't like, it's hard for them to back out because now they're invested.
You know,
now they invested their time and their lives. So.
you know, that whole when you meet a motherfucker and this, that, and the other, and when you jump into a relationship like that, I mean, you know, first of all, I call it this, you're meeting their representative, because you ain't really meeting that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I feel like
real
meeting
shit.
A representative.
Real shit.
He's representing
real
him,
shit.
But he ain't who he really is, not in my eyes, because by that time, you fell in love with that fake motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You ain't fell in love with the real motherfuckers. You don't know who the real motherfucker is until you are wrapped up in this nigga or this bitch, whatever. You don't know who that motherfucker is. Well, this is my thing. You don't know who a motherfucker is until you live with him.
Uh-huh.
And you got to wake up and roll over to him every day. And you seeing them. You know, you seeing a little bitty, the little shit that get on your fucking nerves. I ain't talking about spend the night. I'm talking about wake up. Air day. And you got to live with them, because people be on their P's and Q's, come over to your house. Oh, you know, she come over. This thing has to do. Shit, I did this shit. I did this shit when I was 16 years old. I didn't go to my baby's 15 years old. Go to my baby's, my oldest daughter, father's house. And I go to motherfucker's course. I don't like all that mess, all them dishes and shit. I don't like all that now. I don't like to put the dishes away.
Mm-hmm.
But I damn sure don't like them dirty motherfuckers. I'll have a bunch of clean shit, but I don't like all that dirty shit. You know what I'm saying? I just go over there, wash his dishes. I just go in there, you know, and I don't know why most girls do stuff like that when they go and start fucking with somebody off the back, when they go to their apartments or their houses. They want to play house. But really, they ain't ready to wear those shoes. You want to play the position. You know what I'm saying?
Well, shit.
And I mean, I did it. But I was a kid. Now, shit, mm-mm. In my own house, I'd be like, okay, nigga, you've been here a couple times. You can start cleaning up, too. The fuck? I ain't about to be waiting on your hand and foot. Mm-mm. I want to know who the real motherfucker is, whether man, woman, dog, cat. And you don't meet that real person.
Don't be all sweet to me at first, and then once we into it, you want to be all, you know what I'm saying, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Fuck it. Show me the hide before all that.
That's what you,
show
that's
me where
you
are.
Know,
and
like, something
I'm going
right.
to be the same bitch
that's
through
how you
and through.
Know something ain't right. Like relationships where they have no arguments ever, something wrong. In my eyes, because you know, ain't no way every goddamn thing that we going to agree, everything we agreeing on.
Right.
Where that other motherfucker at? I know that other motherfucker in you somewhere. You know? And I ain't saying it got to be no straight up evil, mean person. Your other personality, because everybody got the good and the bad. Ain't nobody 100% perfect. It's just not there. It's just not there. I don't know damn motherfucker that's perfect and never
eating,
had
man?
No wall.
What?
Girl,
what
I said great.
What the fuck is you eating? What are you eating?
You can hear. You didn't hear my first conversation. I said, great.
This motherfucker.
Great. I'm sorry.
This motherfucker right here.
I know. I got to keep, listen, STL, I got to keep something in my mouth.
I just bet you do. Don't. You know what? I could have went so many places with you, DC, but I ain't gonna do. We not gonna do this today. Look, real quick. 352. I'm finna let you get your issue off. We talking about stalker relationships, okay?
Okay.
So real quick, have you ever had a stalker relationship? 352. You lied. What's up?
Well, to tell you the truth, I never had a stalker relationship. It's a very interesting topic, but I never had a stalker relationship. To tell you the truth,
if you had a woman chasing after you, who would not leave you alone, how would you get rid of it?
And normally slapping a restraining order on her.
I'm going straight to the court. Okay.
We call.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, then inform the police about it.
Well, you know what?
Providing.
I commend you for that. That's better than putting your hands on a female. I mean, if that's what you have to do in your heart of hearts, that's better than, you know, slap a widow with standing order is better than slapping her. So I can go for that.
Before you continue with the show, I have something to ask you.
We got to stay on topic because we got to keep segments. We got to keep it going. I just wanted you to comment on that, and we done.
All right, no problem.
Okay, hold on. We got you. Hold on. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to get into a quick break because you know we got to get back and get into the hot seat. So real quick, since we're talking about stalkers, let's hear that London stalker, and we'll be right back.
Bitch stalking me, but that ain't nothing new. It don't bother me. And she know I be calling him a VIP. I pop a bottle for them hoes. It don't stress me.
Just not tuning in, you heard live with All Talk No Filter on Dollhouse Radio. That was London Stalker. Be sure to hit us up 646-595-4038. And again, 352. We love you, baby. He is one of our day ones. He be rocking with us, you know what I'm saying? So we love that. We love those folks. But anyway, we gotta get into the hot seat, man. Okay. So me and Nisi, we was talking about this the other day. Recently, your girl Cardi, she has officially been indicted in regards to the strip club brawl, man. So she started off and, you know, it was just she got brought in for questions, but now she has officially been indicted on 14 counts by the grand jury has put her on 14 counts in regards to this. So, and plus two of them are felonies. So, my thing is, what do you guys think about her finally being caught up on these charges, actually indicted? Do you think she's going to pull a Jesse Smollett and it's going to disappear? Or is this going to be trouble for Cardi? What do y'all think about this?
I think it's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? Because she's under. You can hear me? She's under indictment, and he got a case going on. Now, lately, everything that's been going through the motherfucking Pittsburgh, New York City, and New Jersey been getting popped. Everybody been going to jail. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to have nothing to do with the money. I think it's going to be the example. everybody and think about every fucking celebrity that has went through that New York system, celebrity status, New York City system, or, you know, that, not the, the Philly, not Pittsburgh, Philly. They've been locking them motherfuckers up, you know, and it's going to be an example. And, you know, I think she needs to be careful with some of the music she put out. You know what I'm saying?
What do you mean by that?
Like, I love just about everything because they look at, you know, like they look at the guys. I mean, I take this off character, off the conversation, but you know how they look at the men and they look at the tattoos and these motherfuckers put tattoos on their body that telling how they committed a murder and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of her lyrics, I love Cardi. I do. I mean, that's my bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
She don't know it, but that's
me
the girl.
Too.
We friends. That's my, you know, we best friends. But
that's my baby.
She
knows.
She gotta be careful. Listen, she got to be careful because some of the things you put out could be, it's like you laughing in their face.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just like we listen to it, the judge's kids listen to that shit. You know what I'm saying? Judge might not be listening to it, but they family members, all they do is hear it. They driving down the street, they hear it, and they be like, they hear the people say this Cardi B's new song, and they hear that shit. Some of that shit, if you think about some of them songs, sound like you saying, you know, certain shit. It's crazy. Every time it's time to go back to court, she drop a new song. You know, and it's like she's not fazed by what's going on. I'm not saying you need to let your enemies know that you're stressing. No, because I wouldn't let the motherfuckers know either. You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
But, listen, I pray for Little Culture. But Little Culture going to be okay because Grandma, Cardi Mother, love the shit out that baby. She love that, you know, the Ricans, the Puerto Ricans stick it together. I don't give a fuck. Be 110 of them motherfuckers living in a one bedroom. So, they love their baby. You know what I mean? They don't give a fuck what they do. Them motherfuckers, this, I'm dead serious, 110 of them bitches in one bedroom, and they love each other. They don't have no arguments. They do. We don't know about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, for the sake of a child that has just pretty, ain't even 1 year old yet, you know what I'm saying? I'm looking at the baby. I mean, Cardi can do it. You know what I'm saying? She come from the gutter. She know what's up. You know what I'm saying? You live by the gun. You know, pretty much live by it, you die by it. You got to handle whatever it is. You know, it's just really fucked up. It's fucked up. Because if they going to come, now the bitch is about to come for some punitive damages. You know what I'm saying? They gonna act like they can't even walk when we just seen them on Nicki Minaj videos. You know what I'm saying? They going to act like they got mental fucked up. They taking counseling. You know, this shit is crazy.
Because if they can't get you on the criminal side, they coming on the civil side.
Oh, you know they coming for that book. Girl, I come too for a dollar. What? $2.50? Bitch, I'm on my way. What? Huh? I'm suing too. You know, but it's fucked up because she has a target now. And what's going to make it even worse is the only time that we've seen the poor baby, seen this poor girl like this, you know what I mean, be calm and not getting anything is when she was pregnant and in a store and fans started harassing her. You know what I'm saying? That's the only time she stepped away from a fight.
When she was pregnant, that's when she had that knot on her head when she was trying to get in Nikki and they was at the same
but
show.
She wasn't
was about to
pregnant
with her.
Then. She wasn't pregnant. That's the only time that she was ever vulnerable to anybody is when she was pregnant. Now that she's not pregnant, you know what I'm saying? She feels as though she has nothing to risk. You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, like, fighting over this nigga, this motherfucker gonna do, he might be walking a straight line right now, this motherfucker been a dog nigga. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. But I pray she don't get no time. I love Cardi. You know, and I'm happy to see anyone with success, and she's a person who didn't forget where she came from. You know what I'm saying? Nikki?
Right.
Come on now. She only just started going back to the hood after Cardi went back. Let's stop. That's not, Nikki ain't go back to, you know, Cardi has helped a lot of motherfuckers. You know what
yes,
I'm saying? She done went back and helped a lot of unsigned artists. The girl that went back to where her roots was at, she go back home on a regular. And not back to her
house. City girls wouldn't be where they at without her.
Thank you. A lot of guys and girls, though. Let's stop. Some of them guys she done helped, you know, that nobody was paying attention to. So, you know, I applaud her for those things. I pray she don't get no time. You know what I'm saying? But Rockers is a motherfucker. Rikers is a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? There ain't no telling what's going to happen. You know, but she walking up in that motherfucker. Then this my thing. I was so mad with her when the last court date, she came in late. Bitch, you ain't come with no note from the pilot. Talking about your plane couldn't get come off the ground or nothing. Bitch, I'd have had my shit signed, notarized, all that. By the pilot and the motherfucking legal people. What? You come in 3 hours late?
Three hours?
Okay. She came to court 3 hours late. You know, like, bitch, like you're above the law. You cannot do that.
Right.
He came in there, wait a minute, before all the other times, she was decent. She looked in nice. But this go around, this bitch came in that motherfucking with $1 million suits on. The fuck?
Oh, yeah.
You're 3 hours late. Not only you got $1 million suit on, but your whole entire damn near titty except for the nipple is out. You know what I'm saying? You got it buttoned down. The button started at your fucking navel. Why would you come to court? What she was doing was saying, I got the money can pay for anything. That's what she was doing. Bitch, you ain't did that shit all this time during the court case. Now, this is the last case. This is the last thing before the decision is made. Now, you know these motherfuckers is real sneaky in the law system. Come on now. Especially these days. You know, I think they're going to use the poor girl as an example. And I hate to see that. Her girls are people.
Me too. I would be devastated if Cardi went to jail.
I would too. Because she going to come back to shit being all fucked up.
Cardi,
you know what I'm saying?
Call Jesse. Call Jesse and find out. Call Jesse and find out what loopholes did he use to get all that shit dropped overnight. Call Jesse. Call him right now. Put him on speed dial and ask him, what did he do to get all that shit dropped overnight? Call him.
Deny.
But it was his family. What they say, somebody knew his family, grew up with his mother or some type of shit like that. It was something with the family. With the lady up there with the president, one of the motherfuckers, one of the black bitches, high-ranking chicks, called the district attorney and had that shit over, you know, had that lady drop that shit. I mean, they can't do shit about it now, but I know they trying to look for other shit to get at, throw at him.
Hell yeah.
You
better stay on the radar.
Listen, they gonna fuck with him no matter what. But I pray for Cardi, especially for Lil Culture.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, all this is going to be, only one to really truly be hurt is the baby. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know it's two of these bitches, so what is she facing? You know what I'm saying? How much time is she facing? I never really seen that. Them say how much time she could be facing.
They didn't say it.
It's not one, but it's two separate bitches.
Right.
So now you know when the bitches go in, the club go want some money. Everybody coming. Bitch got a nail, broke a nail. She want $200,000. Motherfucker got a bottle, piece of glass stuck in her toe. She want another $500,000.
I mean, they was throwing chairs and everything at them. It was brutal. So it ain't like, you know, it was just no little fist fight or nothing. It was extreme. It was like UFC smashing heads in cages.
My thing is, they saying they could prove that Cardi, some new evidence came up. So only thing that could be new is a witness. They saying that they said there's new evidence, and that's how they are able to get her on indict her on some secret type of evidence. Well, it can't be secret because you got to give it up. You got to give
my
up
opinion,
your witnesses because the other.
It all fall back on money. Because what happened is, or this is my opinion, you tell a motherfucker, look, let's do this. When I get this bag, I'm going to break you off. Oh, yeah? Let's get it. I saw every fucking thing. I saw this. I saw this motherfucker through the chair. Yeah, she went over there and told that motherfucker, throw a chair. You know, when these hoes come out the back, get them. You know what I'm saying? All it takes is money. That's all, the promise of money. That's all it takes. And it's a wrap. It's a wrap. That's all it takes.
But you got to have,
you know,
your, you got to have your lies down pat. You got to have your shit eyes dotted and T's crossed.
All the time. All
you know they're going to ask questions 200 times, but in a different type of way. And I'm telling you, this is what detectives do. I'm telling you. They're going to get to put this girl on some type of papers. She might get probation. You know, she ain't never had it before, but we don't know about her childhood. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, man. The way that Cardi talk about all the shit, they already done talked about that shit with her setting the guys up and getting them up to the room and robbing them. Come on, man. You think they ain't going to bring all that shit up? It's not like it was expunged.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That they going to take all that into account.
They're going to dissect her whole everything. They pulling it all up.
Absolutely.
They're going to bring all that kind of stuff. So they might even come up
absolutely
with some fake-ass niggas saying he was the one. She would never remember because as a girl who have to get money, by all means, how you get it, how you live,
you don't remember your victims.
Yeah, you don't know what motherfucking tricks, you know what I'm saying, did what? You don't know?
Mm-hmm.
It was how you live, because she's a gutter girl. She's a street girl. No,
right.
I just pray that she don't, because she's going to be devastated when she come home. She's going to be devastated when she's there, the fact of being locked up. But she's still going to be making money, you know what I'm saying, because she putting hit after hit. She dropping them like fire, you know what I'm saying, regardless who writing them. She dropping them bitches left and right. So she making her money. You know, but at the end of the day, to go and be locked up, and you think that motherfucking nigga, he might come and see her here and there, but do you think he going to be, it's a rat, because he's the type that needs pussy all the time.
He was getting in trouble with her, and she out. Before they was married, she was blasting them on IG. You don't remember her putting all this shit out there on IG, talking shit? This is before he even proposed to her at the show. This is at the beginning of the relationship.
He's been a dog from day one. So when she come out, to think that they're going to be in that relationship, they'll probably be still married, you know, on paper. But that boy's going to be off with the next Susie Q. You know? And it's just sad because little culture is the one who's going to be hurt by all of this. And, you know, and the baby's innocent, and it's a sad situation. You know? I don't know. I pray it don't turn out like that, though. But it's a well-known fact that all the celebrities coming through those areas do some time. Look at that guy. What you call it? They got her on some shit. What you call it? The female rapper, Papoose wife. What's her name?
Remy Ma.
Yeah, they got her on some shit. Talking about she slapped the shit out of Britney or some shit like that. One of the other Love and Hip Hop bitches. She's supposed to slap the shit out that girl. Ain't nobody said they seen it, but. But then it was really crazy. But Britney been coming for a minute, you know. She been trying to get her out of the way. But now Britney got some charges for slapping some other bitch. So what goes around comes around, I guess. But the bad part is Remy Ma got a lot to lose because she already just came home on that shit. You know what I'm saying? And guess where they living at? In New York. The New York vibe. New York don't play. Especially with the celebrities. They ain't fucking with them. And it seemed like ain't nothing coming out. Like I said, anything coming out of New York, any type of celebrity coming out of New York State, excuse me, New York City area, getting locked up. I don't know.
Let's hope she's able to push on through this. Because don't nobody want to see Cardi get locked up.
I love Cardi.
Nobody wants to see that.
I love her. I love her because I can relate to her. You know what I'm saying? It's some people we can't relate to, and it's some that we can. You know, it don't take away from anything, but she do wrap around some things that me, myself, I've been into. She come from the same shit that I came from, except for I'm, you know, I'm not Puerto Rican. But it's still them streets. It's that street life. So I can relate to a lot of that shit. And I do respect the fact, like I said, that the girl hasn't forgotten about where she came from. Even though she go back home, she still, you know what I mean? She still go, you know, she still go back up in projects, all that.
It's nothing, it's cool about not forgetting where you come from, but at some point you might need to make some adjustments. And
yeah,
she needs to get to that part of it where you have to, you do have to make some adjustments, man. You can't keep doing the same shit and expecting different outcomes. You just can't. Kelly, he got off all them times and you still all this shit with these motherfucking girls. Cause you got off with all that shit and you still, you know what I'm saying? Like, once you get off with OJ, sit your ass down. Sit down.
Preach.
Something got to click. Like, let me switch something up before I fuck myself. At some point, that light has to get switched on before it's too late. It's basic common sense. So we praying that Cardi don't get locked up. You know what I'm saying? Or nothing come out of that. Call Jesse. Call Jesse. Ask him what they did. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, we going to real quick take like a 2-second break, and we going to come back, and we going to wrap it up in real quick with the honey dip sauce, man. Real quick, Cardi B, money, because she's going to spend money to get these shit off of her.
Look, my bitch is all bad, my niggas all real. I ride in dick in some big tall hills, big fat checks, big large bills. Run out, flip like 10 car wheels, cold ass bitch. I give raw chills, send it for looks, and my lips so kill. I kiss them in the mouth, I feel all grills. Heat in the car, that's smoke on wheels. Woo! I was born to flex, diamonds on my neck. I like boarding jets, I like morning sex. But nothing in this world that I like more than checks.
Money.
All I really wanna see is the
money.
I don't really need a D, I need the
money.
All a bad bitch need is the
money.
I got fans in the coop, bustin' out the roof. I got fans in the coop, touch me, I'll shoot. Bow, shake a little ass, you get a little bag and take it to the store.
Money.
Get a little cash,
money.
You shake it real fast, you get a little more.
Money.
I got fans in the coop, bustin' out the roof. I got fans in the coop, bustin' out the roof. I got a fly, I need a jet, shit, I need room for my legs. I need some money, yeah. I need cheese for my egg. All y'all bitches in trouble. Grim brass knuckles to scuffle. I heard that Cardi went pop, yeah. I did go pop, pop. That's me busting that bubble. I'm the Sonny with the drip. Baby mommy with the clip. Walk out fighting with a bitch. Bring a thotty to the whip. If she find her, she fake. God damn. Walking past the mirror. Ooh. Damn, I'm fine. Let a bitch try me. Hammer time.
Money. She's going to have to spend money to get out of this shit. So, we back. All talking no filter. There you go. Honey dip thoughts. Honey dip. Tell them before we get out of here what's going on. What's honey dip
thing? You know, I've been having a pretty chill day, you know, running back and forth as usual, tending, working on my health, you know, doctor's appointments and different things. But I just want to know, and Rapstar, I got to ask you because you're the only male on here, and anyone else who might want to hopefully call in, why niggas don't think they need to wash their ass? I'm talking about their asshole. like, I'm confused. I'm tired. Like, I don't understand. Like, I couldn't even sleep today. All I did was sleep because I'm so stressed out. Like, I've got other issues, you know. You know, everybody got life on life terms. You know what I'm saying? Life things. But that shit is so fucking with my head, I can't get it. I don't understand. Like, okay, you wash your dick. They forget their balls half the time. You know, some of them not. You know, they wash their balls and they wash their butt cheek. But what happened to opening up your ass and washing up in that motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? It bothers
me. And the hoe.
I shared it. I shared this on Facebook from a very good friend from T.S. Madison. That's my sis. You know what I'm saying? I shared something that she put down about the fragrance. Not perfume or cologne either. The fragrance after someone sits on your furniture and then they get the fuck up. But when they get to sit down, you see you. It's just like a woof. It slaps the shit out the next person that's sitting near them or across from them. Or, yeah, my old dog, my other dog, not little bit, fat bit, whatever we want to call her these days, not her. She don't really do it. But my other dog, when people used to leave out the house, used to go and sniff the furniture. Now I understand because I do it too now. That shit's crazy. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be sitting here, and I get so frustrated because I'd be wondering, what is that smell? I'd be walking around the house trying to figure it out. I already light candles throughout my house. You know what I'm saying? I light oils and shit. I don't use incense in my house. You know what I'm saying? But I got the burning oils and all that little shit. But so if I can't kill, now this bitch with her chain on, damn. If I can't kill the smell, something wrong. You know, you go outside. I go outside, put the garbage in the garbage can, come back in, and I be like, what the fuck? It's either something in the house stink. Ain't nobody in the bitch but me and a dog. I done gave her a bath. I done took a bath. You know what I'm saying? Dirty carpets make the house stink. So I shampooed the car. I did all this shit yesterday. I swear to God. All laundry, gave the dog a bath. You know, I done bleached the bathroom down after that, then cleaned the whole bathroom. You know, dishes always stay done. You know what I'm saying? Everything clean. Shampooed all the carpets for the living room, dining room, you know, the main areas, the walk-in areas where everybody always at the living room, dining room or coming into my room. Get company. They leave. I go to, you know, we open up the door. I go to close the door when they leave. I'm like, what the fuck is that smell? It's the fucking couch. Now, the couch didn't smell like that before they came. Now, I got to motherfucking take the shit off. I got to use the shampooer and clean the back part. It's just fucking ridiculous. It's so much work. I wanted today to be a mellowed out day for me. You understand what I'm saying? I wanted to try to relax today, knowing I got to go to work and whatever, my regular people job tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I get up early in the morning, take care of my business, then go to work. Like, I didn't want to have to be doing all that shit. I got to wash. You know, I wash my bedding behind everybody. And I'm not saying everybody dirty when it comes to wherever they sleep. You know what I'm saying? In my house. But I put clean sheets on my bed. I wash the pillow after your motherfucking ass leaves. I don't care who that is. Hell, my kids sleep, if they sleep in my bed, when them bitches get up, I smash that pillow that they laying on and put, because I don't want to smell nobody more. You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure someone else may come over and spend the night. I don't want them to smell the next motherfucker's breath. You know what I mean? When you lay down, you want to lay on clean shit. But my motherfucking couch, I'm heated. It smells like pure shit.
You need to get old school, Nisha, and throw plastic on it like Granny did back in the day. You might have to go back to putting the plastic on your shit like Granny did back in the day.
I might just have to go start sitting on the leather. I might just have to, you know, when people come over, instead of us sitting on my cloth shit, go and start sitting on the leather. Because, see, you can wipe that shit down.
All right. Throw some Febreze on at the time, you know.
You could wipe that down. You know, and, you know, I ain't throwing no Febreze. I'm going to wipe it down. I got, like, the leather cleaner. So if I can't say something, people know I'm on doing a live, the show, and they start calling me. Shit is annoying. But I'm going to have to use some, I got leather cleaner, you know, that I bought when I bought the leather furniture. So I'm thinking maybe I may just have to start doing that, you know.
Right.
Come in, we're going to watch TV in the dining room. So then I don't got to worry about my leather. You know, my cloth, because it's extra work to be done. And, you know, I just don't get it. And, you know, that's not just there. It's anywhere. I could be at the doctor's office, and they come, and a person, you know, some lady or whatever, man, come and sit next to you. And it'd be like, whoa, I get dizzy. Because as soon as they sit down, it's like the pressure from them sitting their ass down, you could smell it, and it smacks the shit out you. You know? Like, I don't understand, but I find it very much, you know, with men. Why? Rapstar, why y'all don't open your ass?
Real quick, you know,
I can't.
So you open your ass?
I want it. I wash my ass every time I get a chance to, and that's very often. My job, I work at Home Depot, so that shit is dirty, period. Like, the shit is so dirty, like, there's places in the store that I would never think is dusty and dirty until I go back there. Like, when I go into receiving and we pull, you know, the little pops from, you know, where the designated area is, there should not be dust covered on the new pop when they come in on the shit. So as soon as I come in every day, I hop in the shower or I wash my ass at night and in the early morning. And wifey can atone to that shit. You know, I don't understand you, but you know what? That does make me remember something that I seen on Facebook about a couple years ago. And you know how some people be posting up, Texas inboxes that people be talking about and everything like that. Mm-hmm. Somebody did something about, a guy said something about, if a man washes his ass deeply, then that means that he's a homosexual. And a woman was like, I don't understand
what
how
I tell, what I tell you, Niecy, what I say to you when you said that.
Because, like, there was another one. There was another one, too, and it was like a fortune cookie Chinese little thing. And it said, Buddha, if a man washes his asshole, what does that mean? Does that mean that he's expecting, you know what it is. And the Buddha was like, a man who cleans his house is expecting a visitor. Now, I'm like,
okay.
Well, that's some bullshit.
But you know
so
what?
That means
the other thing with
that,
like when they go use the toilet stinks. You know what I'm saying? Because they ass stink. Like, they got to move their bowels or something. They ass stink. You know what I mean?
Right.
I just don't get it. I'm sorry. You stink, motherfucker. Like, that shit's not
all
cute.
All motherfuckers just don't know how to, you know, wipe properly. There's people that just
but
don't
you,
know
no,
how to wipe
no,
properly.
No, because you can wipe. You could wipe, and you know residue of shit either way it go. It's still, you know what I'm saying, the smell
right,
will still
course.
Be there. But if it's a constant thing,
right.
You know, you got to put some soap back there. God damn it, ain't nobody say stick the bar up your, clear up your ass, but put some soap on that washcloth. Fuck the soap. Rub that bar back there.
Those are probably,
spread that ass.
Those are probably the,
you know?
Those are probably them niggas who came out of jail. They didn't want to drop the soap. So I guess soap has something to do with a traumatic bad experience that they don't go back there, something like that. But I can't speak for that because me, I wash my ass. I'm a clean motherfucker, you know. So I don't know what's up with niggas who don't wash their ass. It is what it is. I'd be wondering the same thing. I'd be wondering around the same thing with, you know, I remember when I was a teen. And I went over a friend's house, and both of the friends, it was just her and her sister, and the whole family was just females. The whole family was females. And I walked in that house, that whole house smelled like fish. Nobody really noticed except for the non-female in the house.
Pussy motherfuckers. Look, at the end of the day, fellas, because we got to get up out of here. But at the end of the day, fellas, it's okay to get the crap in your ass. It's necessary. Unless you getting colonic, there is shit in your booty hole. You can't, you got to get up in there and get to it. You know what I'm saying? And Niecy, put some motherfucking plastic on your shit or make them motherfuckers sit on the leather. Breathe that shit.
Nasty as fuck. I'm tired of it.
Either that or put them on punishment. You
no,
can
you
come
just
over
be
to your booty clean.
This another thing. Wait, real quick. You sitting down and motherfuckers standing right in front of you, and you know what I'm saying? Or they turn around and you smell their ass. That's horrible. Mm.
That's all bad.
You buy cologne, or not cologne, powder or something. You could buy something, but you can't put powder on funk now. Let's not get that fucked up, y'all. Don't put no powder in your ass. You know what I'm saying? And your ass is funky because it definitely go light up. You know what I'm saying? The chemical imbalance is real fucked up. You know? No. Funky booty, motherfucker. That shit got me fucked up. I got to take everything off. And I'm just so tired. Like, I'm tired. Today was supposed to be a non-cleaning day. That's all. But anyway, guess it's the leather and Shelby. As soon as the motherfucker come, I got to turn off TV in the living room and run in the dining room.
Everybody sit in the dining room. There will be no more sitting on my car furniture. All this extra work.
Tell them how to get at you, Nancy. And if your booty stinks, don't bother.
Don't come over here. Y'all want to throw your legs up and shit, funky booty motherfuckers. No. That's like a funky cooch. You don't want to smell a bitch stinking pussy. We don't want to smell your ass.
Mm-hmm. Or your nuts.
Mm, God. Anyway, so it's Niecy Honey Dip on everything, N-E-E-S-E, Honey Dip. Yes, available for all bookings. I will be in New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey, around October 25th weekend, probably a couple days before. So I'll be there about 3-4 days early. But definitely during that weekend for Exotica, I'm booked to be there, do an appearance there. Also, I'm not sure, but I guess maybe August I will be in California. I haven't decided for sure. But August for Urban X. I guess we'll talk more about that next weekend on the show. All the counts haven't been in, but I do know I'm up for Porn Star of the Year, BBW Porn Star of the Year. I don't know what else I'm up for yet. Won't know that until... So thank you, everyone, for the pre-nominations. Now it's going to be time for the real nominations. But anyway, Niecy Honey Dip on everything. I'm available for bookings under Ralph Terry at hotmail.com. Okay? Yes, you got to go through him. Mm-hmm. I don't set up any bookings anymore. God tell y'all that. Y'all keep trying. Go ahead.
Mm. It's your boy Rap Star. You can hit me up on Facebook. Cameron Cortez, hit me up on my Facebook fan page, The Resurrection of Hip Hop Rap Star, aka Hurricane Cam. You can hit me up on my YouTube, Rap Star 412. Hit me up on my Twitter, Rap Star 412. Last week I was at a cypher, Rip That Shit. I got a video up on Facebook. I'm about to post it up on YouTube as well. Had a good time there. And expect a new song dropping from me for maybe a month or so. As soon as I get back off of vacation, I'm going to be back with the music. STL, you already know what it is. So as soon as I get back from vacation, I'm going to shoot this shot and I'm going to show you what it is. We're going to release new music. Of course, me and STL going to be coming out with something, so y'all better be tuned on that, yo.
Be ready. The savage is real around this mother, you know. So, yeah. Let's get it. I'm with it. Hey, you know what it is, man? We'll be here next week, same bad time, same bad channel. We appreciate everybody that tuned in. We appreciate if you listen on demand. So, we're going to get up out of here. We see you next week. We be back. Another quaalude. She loved me in the morning. We gone.
Money back. Money back. Bitch, I'm making like a money back. Yeah. Money back. God, I do the math back on Monday. So, by Friday, this is sweet pussy Saturday. That just was Friday. I said, babe, it's a snack. He said, it's an entree. With them pretty ass twins, you look like Beyonce. Looking like money back, money back, money back. Money back, money back, money back. Yeah. Money back, money back, money back. Like bridesmaids, and they all bloody gang, so don't be talking sideways. He said I'm